The nature of love. I disagree with you about the nature of love, and by extension about art, or rather the role of form in art, for while abstraction can delight the senses, it is not sustainable or repeatable, and what humans need is more like a glass of water, not only upon waking but one at lunchtime, and one later on in the evening, repeating like a clock that doesn't need winding, but ticks along uninspired, unexploding, with no mystery at all that is simply there in its place. So I suppose I also disagree with you about life and its purpose. I mean, can you imagine if breath or pulse were to have an ecstatic epiphany? No, there is no ecstasy, no explosion, no light-piercing darkness once and for all, but just this steady lighting of the lamps of progress and of moving on. And yes, it's predictable. And that's not only its chief characteristic, but its crowning virtue. So make your art in form that iterates generally and gently, rather than in spasms that hate themselves, and in doing so you will find the love that plods dully on, and it will bear that weight in you. Of course, I say all this and want to mean it, but in fact I live in urgent sadness.